Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Many people suffering domestic abuse think that God's getting them back because they had an abortion, because they're not a great wife, because they're not a great husband, because they were a horrible daughter, because they're not good parents. This is, many of them think that God's doing some type of karma with them and getting them back. So they need to hear that it's not their fault. That's why we titled our book on domestic violence, The Question, Is It My Fault? Because that's the main question they wrestle with. Is it my fault that this is happening? No. And they need to hear a clear explanation. It's not your fault if you are the recipient of someone else's sin and harm. And God sees and He cares and He knows and He has compassion for you. And maybe this community can support you and be here for you. So that's one way that it looks like to stand up. But Lindsay's got some others for kind of out there in the larger, not just churches and ministers.
I would say one way that an individual can stand up against domestic violence is contact your local domestic violence shelter. They're there in your community. They're everywhere. They are wonderful resources. They do amazing things, and they need help. They need volunteers. And so an individual can go through the volunteer training and find out where are they best gifted to serve, whether it's behind the scenes or in the shelter doing direct contact or having direct contact with victims and their children. And this is helpful on two levels. One, it gets individuals into these shelters to care and comfort victims who are going through trauma and they have grief and they need help and support and mentorship. But it also helps the volunteer just get educated about the issue and see the faces that represent what is domestic violence. So then those volunteers, when they're not in the shelter and they're just interacting with their friends, if something comes up where they see some red flags that may be in their friend or their family member's relationship, they can point out things and they can, express to their family member or friend if that person's in a domestic violence relationship, hey, like, this isn't good the way that he or she is interacting with you. Like, this is violent. This is abusive. Because oftentimes victims, one, will feel isolated and alone, but very often they feel like this is just how it is. This is just relationships. And they don't know that this is domestic violence or that there is an alternative or that there is a way out. And so I think having individuals get involved with shelters bridges that gap of bringing people in and serving, but also just getting educated in general, because this is prevalent. We call it a public health epidemic. It's happening in every socioeconomic community level. It's happening no matter your race or your religion, your background, your ethnicity. So you're going to come in contact with someone as long as you're talking to people who is in some sort of an abusive relationship, and possibly having education and having compassion would be so helpful in getting them options and walking through just the process with them.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.